Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We're going to do that very thing today, and let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issues we'll be talking about today. The demise of a nation. The demise of a nation. How does that take place? What causes it? Why should we see America as being in declension? What causes a nation to be destroyed? We'll be talking about that today. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion on it. But as we look at issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is Jesus himself that said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. It is the truth book, the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that we need to turn to each and every day in all that's done and said. In fact, in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14, is a summary thought for where we're going today. Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The word evil is the word, the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. Evil is the word poneros, means bad, worthless, having no value. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the final statement. That's the end of the matter. That's what Solomon said that we ought to do and how we ought to see it. So let me say that at the very outset. Though we're looking at what is taking place as a horrific thing, and it is, we need to recognize that God's word is still in control, that God is still on the throne. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But I want us to understand that the truth today, even though it's rejected by multitudes, even though Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the Biden administration, I don't believe can even spell the word truth, I believe we need to understand that it's truth that God is looking for in each and every one of us, each and every day. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a powerful statement. He said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's what I call on our listeners each and every day to do, to defend the truth, even to death. You might say, I've not been called on to do that. You might say, I've not had to stand and place my life on the limb for the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're on the fast track for that. And we'll talk about some of those issues today that puts us on that fast track where eventually, in the very near future, believers, Christians, conservatives, and patriots will be in a position of having to stand for truth or bow in concession and submission to the dictatorial leadership of that which is ungodly and unholy in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own lawn care or landscape business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time has that same staff that can answer your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole about 165 feet in the air. The American flag, Old Glory, flying 24/7. The intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find that flagpole, and at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you have noticed, I pray that you're observant and aware, that there's some rapidly changing things taking place in America today. Our culture is changing. Our culture is changing dramatically. Rather than a culture of morals and ethics and values, we're seeing a culture that is declining rapidly, a culture that will embrace immoral, ungodly, unholy things in society and in life. We're watching our Christian values today, ladies and gentlemen, being diminished, partly by the falling away, the apostasy from the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, partly by the socialist Marxist agenda of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the Biden administration. But ladies and gentlemen, our political system is changing. We're seeing it switch from a constitutional republic to a socialist, Maoist, Marxist, communist regime. Can't call it any different because that's exactly what we're seeing. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been saying that for years and years and years. And yet we're just now seeing some of the key commentators, some of the anchors on some of the network news that are saying that we're watching communism come into America. Ladies and gentlemen, our Bill of Rights are being absolutely eviscerated. We're witnessing a complete shift, a tectonic shift in who we are as a people, who we are as a nation, who we are as Christian conservative patriots. So what exactly is causing these changes? What can we point to as the root cause of these changes? Before we take our first caller, let me just share a brief blurb from the American Family Association, Tim Wildman, in his newsletter. He says, and I quote, "I grieve for America. I grieve for American families who've lost friends or loved ones to COVID-19, for a nation so divided that those who have resorted to violence and anarchy threaten our very fabric and the republic. I grieve for those that sit in the pews of many of our churches and never hear a life-changing, supernatural gospel of Christ message. I grieve for businesses and families, particularly single parents who are struggling financially. I grieve for the average citizen who in vain turns to social media or his favorite celebrities to find truth and hope. But most of all, I grieve for the coming generations of American children and young adults who have believed Satan's lies regarding God's wonderful plan for human sexuality and happiness. But first, I want us to consider the disheartening survey finding that indicates that Generation Z, that is the six-year-old, ladies and gentlemen, through 24, is even more deceived on the issues of gender than millennials, that's the age group of 24 through 45. Among Generation Z youth, 59% believe that nouns other than man and woman should be used, and 25% of this age group believe that they will change their gender identity at least one time in their lifetime. In the coming years, imagine how many moms and dads will be forever heartbroken because their sons or their daughters have decided that they are gay or has chosen to identify as the opposite gender, or when they learn that their grandchildren will be raised by a genderless couple. Moreover, the political landscape is expected to change dramatically over the next few years. For example, in January, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a change to the chamber's governing documents. The change would honor all genders, all identities, by changing pronouns and familial relationships in the House rules to be gender neutral. And I go on and on, this article does, ladies and gentlemen, but I grieve also. And so when I talk about the demise of a nation, it's not in a gleeful fashion. I'm saddened to see, I'm saddened to watch the tectonic shift in morals and ethics and values in our nation that's undermining the foundation of our nation. In Psalms 11, verse 3 is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, where the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So that's my challenge today. That's my invitation today for you to join in this dialogue and discussion. I believe we have Bob on the line. Go ahead, Bob, with your question or comment.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I got a little short thing to say. Number one, I'm grieving. I lost my father this year, and I'm watching a nation die. My dad agreed with me that it is turned into communism. The other thing is, Dr. Youngblood, just for your other listeners' information, Joe Manchin has changed his email address because he's been bombarded with emails about the filibuster and about this HB1, I think it is. Mm-hmm. That bill will destroy democracy in this country, destroy us as a republic. And I sent a copy of it to you so that way you could pass it on to your listeners. There's six different senators. It's urging the Florida Family Association. It's got six different senators that's urging you to send the emails to, and all you have to do is click on it, and it is sent it. Thank you.
That's good. Thank you, Bob, for that insight. And yes, you're exactly right. HR1, which is the transformative bill that literally turns America upside down, politically speaking. It is the voter's bill, as it is touted to be. But ladies and gentlemen, in HR1, the bill that has just been passed that changes everything about voting, it allows voting by mail primarily. It, ladies and gentlemen, is a bill that will allow the federal government to take total control over the voting in America. It will allow those that are felons to vote. It will allow illegals to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, it changes the absolute fabric, the warp and the woof of the United States of America. It is the most transformative bill that I have seen in my lifetime, going through the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, and will be signed by Joe Biden if he can stay awake and alert long enough to pick up a pen and sign the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, our caller is exactly right. We are watching our nation go directly into socialist, Marxist, communism faster than we can ever dream would have ever been possible. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, no, your rights come from government, not from God. And I'll read a couple of blurbs from it. It's a massive article. It's remarkable how easily children and grown-ups adapt to living in a dictatorship organized by lunatics. That was a statement by A.N. Wilson, English writer and newspaper columnist. Dictatorship naturally arises out of democracy, and the most aggressive, aggravated from a tyranny and slavery out of the most liberty. In other words, the more we have as far as tyranny, the more it will change our liberty. That was a statement, by the way, from Plato 2,500 years ago. This article says 100 plus years or so now we have been hoodwinked, conned, and lied to about where our rights are derived. The fact is, government owns you, lock, stock, and barrel. You can't do one thing. In short, you cannot do anything unless the government says so. You are an indentured slave, but you just don't know it yet. Further in the article, it states, if you still believe that you're free, you're living in a fantasy world in your own making. Government has constrained you. Government regulates everything you do. Government steals your earnings through the legalized theft of taxation. Government tells you what you can do and where you can do it. Government regulates your money, your land, your water, your health care, your life. It regulates what you can drive, where you can drive, how long you can drive. If you want to drive a car run by gas, government tells you that you must drive a car run by electricity and raises the price of gasoline to force you to drive an electric car. In the process, government mandates that gasoline-driven cars have to go along with fossil fuel and then proceeds to limit the electricity that runs your electric car by forcing intermittent wind and solar upon you. On top of that, government requires you to subsidize the wind and the solar power with your tax dollars. Energy prices have and will continue to skyrocket until the conditions worsen. Just wait until electric cars run out of a charge in the middle of the highway. You won't be able to walk down the road to an electric charging station for a gallon of electricity to restart your car. You'll have to wait for a charging truck. Then you'll have to wait a while for the charging truck to charge your batteries. That could take hours upon hours. It goes on to talk about the different forms and facets in which government has intruded upon every aspect of our lives in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise of what we once called the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're watching that day by day through the socialist Marxist governance coming out of the Biden administration, with the bulwark of that being carried out by the socialist Marxist Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the gang. Here's an article that says, "Socialism is coming. The 2020 presidential election proved that America is willing to surrender their freedom in exchange for free stuff. The free stuff is not, of course, really free. As people have learned the hard way in socialist countries all over the world, the free stuff comes at the expense of both freedom and draconian taxes. Socialism, this article says, is so attractive in theory, but it's vicious in practice. For one thing, it empowers the government to force you to support people who are completely irresponsible, such as people who are too lazy to work for a living. Your hard-earned money is confiscated by the state in the name of redistribution of wealth. In the process, individual initiative is destroyed. Investment funds disappear. The economy stagnates. Worst of all, socialism always results. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Socialism always, let me emphasize, always, always results in religious persecution, since socialists by their very nature are not religious and in fact hold religion in contempt. They are humanists who believe in man rather than God. And ladies and gentlemen, that's who we are and where we're headed today. You find the cancel culture today, ladies and gentlemen, saying that Dr. Seuss's books are racist, therefore they must be canceled. You find organizations and ministries like Dr. D. James Kennedy's ministry that was canceled by way of the social media platform that it was carried on. You're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, that the conservative voice is being shut out and canceled, and it's as a result of what is now being called the woke generation, W-O-K-E, whatever that connotes in your mind. It means those that have awakened to what they want to see and what they want to have in the United States of America. We're watching that on steroids today taking place across America. And part and parcel of the problem, ladies and gentlemen, if I can tuck this in very quickly, part of the problem today is what's called the progressive churches, the socialist Marxist leaning churches, the churches that have spineless pastors are lost people in the pulpits that's afraid to preach and teach the truth of the Word of God. Here's an illustration of that. Progressive church claims parts of the Bible are wrong because it isn't truly the Word of God. A Tennessee church, which calls itself progressive, told members of its congregation that the Holy Bible is not really infallible. It's not even the Word of God, during a recent service. According to the Christian Post, reported that Nashville Grace Point Church and its pastor, Josh Scott, used a February 7th virtual service to go after the Bible. the service preceded a Facebook post which claimed, among other things, the Bible is merely a human response to God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause and insert this. It's not just this progressive pastor. It's evident by the article that I'll read the balance of in a moment. But it's evident by multitudes today of all the mainline denominations that have embraced the sodomite lifestyle called the LGBTQ agenda. Major denominations that have questioned the Word of God. Pastors like Andy Stanley that says that Christians need to come unhitched from the Old Testament and that the Ten Commandments no longer apply to a modern, current Christian society. The Pope that says the Bible has errors and needs to be updated. The Pope that says that hell is not real. The Pope that says that Jesus Christ is not God, he is not even divine. The Pope that says if you are involved in the sodomite lifestyle, no, don't worry, God created you that way, so therefore it's not sin. The Pope that says that the greatest sin in America is having walls, and now he says the greater sin is to see climate change and not do anything about it. But further in this article about this Looney Tune pastor in Tennessee, he says, as a progressive Christians, we're open to the tensions and inconsistencies in the Bible. We know that we can't live up to the impossible modern standards. The Bible, that is, can't live up to the impossible modern standards. We strive more clearly to articulate what Scripture is and isn't. The Facebook post claimed that the Bible is not the Word of God. It is not self-interpreting. It is not a science book. It is not an answer book. It's not a rule book. It's not inerrant or infallible. End quote. The Bible, according to these heretics, this writer says, is a product of community, a library of text, multivocal, and a human response to God while also being living and dynamic. Ladies and gentlemen, you have those today that will say our Constitution is a living instrument, and as society changes, the Constitution needs to be updated, modified, and changed. So also we have idiots, if I can be bold and make that statement, that stands in pulpits that preach and teach, and they're causing Christians, weak, illiterate, immature, or anemic Christians to believe that somehow, some way, the Bible is an old, stodgy book that is growing whiskers, needs to be updated, modernized, because of modern society, and the Word of God is so ancient that it cannot keep up with the modernization of society. So if you want to know the real truth, the real bottom line of where the problem exists in America that's promulgating and causing all of these other problems that's found in the political arena, the educational arena, and the morals and ethics and the values, it's simply because we've turned our backs on God as a nation. We've turned our backs on God from the pulpits. We've turned our backs on God and the Word of God from the preaching and the teaching of what's supposed to be the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, I think we definitely have a tendency to treat the Bible, as this writer said, this preacher, as almost an idol. And in doing so, we fail, I think, to see the real call, which is never for just to read something for us to always read it, but we're to wrestle with it and embody the rest of it the way and have it to live by in the world today. I think one of the greatest challenges that happens with the Bible is we bring expectations to it that just isn't intended for us to carry and be able to bear. Ladies and gentlemen, this man needs to be removed from the pulpit, whoever he is, whatever he thinks he's doing. He is destroying the moral, ethical, fundamental foundation of our nation. The Bible is clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And then in Psalm 146:3, put not your trust in the princes, that is political leaders, ladies and gentlemen, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, our help and our hope comes from God, not from the godless society in which we're living in. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, today, that the morals and ethics and the values, the very foundation of our nation, is being eviscerated. The warp and the woof, that is the very fabric of our nation that was founded upon biblical godly principles by godly men that gave us our Bill of Rights, gave us our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution today, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the demise of a nation. A telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Tell me what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you feel. Where do you think the problems are? What causes the demise of our nation? What is the root cause as you see it? Love to hear from you. Perhaps you think I'm all wet, all wrong. I'd like to hear from you. What do you think is the cause? What should we turn to? Where should we go? As Francis Schaeffer said so many years ago, how should we then live? That's the question that I'd love for you to respond to. We're witnessing a complete shift, ladies and gentlemen, in who we are as a people, who we are as a nation, who we are as Christian conservative patriots in America. We're told today by the AOC, AOC and the squad. We're told today by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We're told today by Jen Psaki as she tries to give the press conference responses from Joe Biden and can't half answer them. We're told today that we, the people, we are the domestic terrorists. We're the ones that's causing the problem. We're the ones that's causing the demise of a nation. We find, ladies and gentlemen, it's just as in Isaiah chapter 5, right is called wrong and wrong is called right. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Yes, Pastor. The common values and beliefs of our nation are rapidly losing cohesiveness. Our national identity is under attack. Today, our nation is severely divided, and we're fighting with each other. The policy of open borders is a direct attack upon American sovereignty. The breakdown of the American family is resulting in severe dysfunctional children. Many Americans are given over to drug addiction and sexual excesses. Many of our younger generation have been brainwashed, and they're in favor of socialism. Finally, millions of American voters are no longer evaluating candidates via merit, but only vote for those who promise them the most freebies and welfare.
Brother, you're exactly right. That's where we stand today, and that's the root cause of the problem. It's so many people that are becoming dependent upon, in fact, dependent upon government, that they're wanting free stuff, and free stuff brings total control of a nation. In fact, I just read an article recently that in America, all Americans across the board, that about 27% of the annual income for the average family, 27% is coming from the government coffers. And the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats recognize that the way you buy votes is to control the medical, to control your medicine, control your health care, control the education, and control the funds that comes into the coffers to let your family buy groceries. And that's where we are exactly. And you're exactly right. It's because so many people, in fact, they're upset now in Georgia because Joe Biden and Ossoff and the others that were running for office in the November election and then runoff in January of this year promised the people they'd get a $2,000 check. Now there are those that voted for Biden that saying, where's my $2,000? You promised it to me, and now you're not giving it to us. Mm-hmm. It's the free stuff, and that's the problem. Joseph, you're exactly right, brother. We need to keep on praying and looking up, lift up our heads, because our redemption is drawing nigh.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the demise of a nation. Our culture is changing. Our Christian values are being diminished. Our morals and ethics and foundations are shifting. Our political system is changing to communism. Our Bill of Rights are being totally eviscerated today. How do you feel about that? What do you think we need to do? The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break for our news. Right after the news break, we're coming back. We're going to continue to talk about the demise of a nation. What's causing it? How should we view it? And how should we then live as a response to it? Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.